His Omega's Keeper by Evangeline Anderson. Narrated by Dahlia Lind. Chapter 1.
So, a bunch of us are heading down to Fort Lauderdale over Thanksgiving break. Think you can come?
My best friend Ashley asked.
Yeah, we need more people to chip in on the Airbnb,
Madison, my other best friend, put in.
And you can certainly afford it, since your stepfather is Mr. Moneybags, right?
I looked down at my half-eaten burger and the cold fry I was using to doodle in the congealing ketchup on my plate. I wanted to say yes. In the old days, I could have. But it wasn't the old days now. Sorry, guys, I mumbled, shaking my head, my long blonde hair swishing around my shoulders. But I can't.
Why not, Annie?
Ashley furrowed her brow in that cute way that made the guys come running.
Come on, we're only going to fly down for a couple of days.
It's a family thing, I hedged. You know, my mom doesn't want me to miss Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's okay, Madison said brightly. We're leaving this Friday night and coming back next Wednesday morning, so nobody has to miss Turkey Day. Come on, what do you say?
I looked at my two best friends and bit my lip. We'd been together since junior high, and not even college could break us up. In fact, we all went to James Madison University on purpose, so we could stay together. Our plan had been to all get an apartment together and take all the same classes. Well, we were in a lot of the same classes. Unfortunately, the living together part had fallen through when my mom had remarried in my senior year of high school. Now I was stuck in a huge white mansion on Songbird Hill, the fanciest neighborhood in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Madison and Ashley had been understanding about the living arrangements. They were able to find a third roommate easily enough and were getting along fine. But what they didn't understand was why I couldn't hang out with them nearly as often as I had before. Why I didn't come to the parties they invited me to, and why I couldn't just fly off to Fort Lauderdale at a moment's notice. They didn't understand, and I couldn't explain. Not in a way that wouldn't sound completely crazy, anyway. Sorry, guys, I mumbled, doodling in the ketchup with my cold fry some more. I just don't think my mom would like it. She has a bunch of Christmas decorations she wants to hang, and I promised I'd be there to help.
What? How long can it possibly take to hang Christmas decorations? Madison exclaimed. And can't your hot stepbrother Jake help out instead?
She licked her lips.
I wouldn't mind letting him help me, though not necessarily with decorating.
Ashley giggled.
I know, right? I don't understand how in the world you keep your hands off him, Annie.
I made a face.
That's disgusting, you guys. He's my bro.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?